This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
My favourite non-believer.
Oh, thanks.
What's been happening in your world, Linda?
Well, you know, I've been having various interviews, job interviews.
Oh, right? My God, yes, that's right.
Is that your winner?
Sorry, wrong one. Go on, carry on.
It's all right, nothing's happening yet, but I am a firm believer in some things, Clinton, and the thing I'm believing in right now is that the right thing will come along. I just need to relax and entrust it to the universe.
So you've got a little bit of a feeling.
You're making me feel sexy
about these prospects.
If I don't
Go on.
Feel like that, it's going to plunge into utter despair, so I have to trust that something
yes,
will happen.
Yes, absolutely.
But a lot of people, since the pandemic, now they don't want you to come into the office because they don't know what you've got, do they?
Right, okay.
So a lot of these interviews I've been having, I've been conducted on Zoom.
And has there been any progress in getting a job, or did they find out?
Linda put wrong paper in recycling.
Did they find that out?
I suspect someone's been ringing them up. I'm not going to tell anyone where I'm going in
oh,
future.
Oh, God, no one said...
Linda is shit.
No one said that,
Linda
did they?
Linda is shit.
No one
no.
said anything
Linda
like...
Linda is shit.
Keeps getting stuck, that one.
They
I don't know what
they said
they
kept my name on file. And I was
right.
very close, is what they said.
Okay. Well...
Maybe that was the subtext.
Fingers... Oh, what, really?
Yeah.
That they didn't...
Oh, my fucking God.
One of these days, you're going to get a job, my love.
But you know, like, because it's been a bit... Because Christmas and there's loaded stuff out and you've got to find... It's very hard to find a place where you can do a Zoom and it looks business-like rather than you're in some bloody grotto, right?
Right, go on, yeah. Oh, I see, so you want a background
yeah,
that looks...
So yeah, so I spent ages making my... I'm going to call it my record player corner, right? I've got a very yeah. nice vintage record player.
Right, okay.
And I put some nice pictures on it, but you couldn't really see who they were because you've got to be very careful about people's privacy.
Right.
And I set it up behind me so it looked like I am a reasonable, normal, grown-up person
yes.
with a life...
Right, right, okay. Yes, you want to look respectable.
But not too many knickknacks. No one wants
no.
to see me knickknacks.
Okay, no.
Every time I've been on one of these Zoom meetings, the people I'm talking to are in a virtual world. They've got, like, their virtual backdrops.
Oh, I know.
So they look like they're in Blofeld's cave.
Right,
or...
okay.
It's like, flipping it. Come on, everyone.
Yeah,
let's be real.
Yeah, you want to look like you... I mean, your house is a shithole. I don't, you know. So when you set up the... She looks offended.
I am slightly offended, but I know it comes from a place of love.
Yes, it does, doesn't it? So when you put up, you know, a sort of nice background of books,
yes.
of a record
yes.
player...
and I've sedated the cats with food.
And Aspidistra.
Yes.
Yeah, and it looks all quite stylish
yes.
and all that. You're sat there in your smoking jacket
yes.
and all that. What, does that not impress them? I mean, or do you think you should have these one of these virtual backgrounds?
I just feel like maybe it's because I'm a nosy get.
Yes.
I want to have a look. I want to see who I'm going to be working for. Yeah. I think they're psychopaths.
I think that you want something that looks homely and friendly. Something like that.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Anyway, so the search continues.
Oh, the search for Sir Alan's apprentice.
Oh, that starts soon, doesn't it?
I like it.
I was reading in the paper.
We'll get onto some spooky in a minute. Don't worry. Humour her for a second. She's very bored and lonely. Feels useless because no one will give her a job. Go on.
I say reading in the paper. I was looking at the pictures.
Yes.
Have you noticed that some papers, they tend to spend a lot of time going, oh, aren't these women trampy? Let's have a look at some more pictures of them. Oh, aren't
yes.
they terrible? It's like, oh,
yeah,
look what happened on New Year's. It would appear there were no men out on New Year's Eve, just girls in skirts.
Yeah, sorry for this feminist rant.
But anyway, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I'm looking at the pictures.
Yeah, disgusting. Aren't men horrible? Yes, etc.
Revolting.
Yeah. Aren't they disgusting? Don't worry, nearly done.
And it takes three of them to write that shit as well.
Yeah,
you notice
horrible.
That? They're all joining forces these days. And still the spelling mistakes are rife.
Yeah, right. Okay, Jermaine, that's enough. Can I just say...
Anyway, yeah, yes. The Apprentice is coming on and they're going... And the Daily Mail, for example.
Oh, those bastards!
Which I hate looking at, but I look at every day.
Yeah.
Was going, oh, it's not really about business anymore. Look at all these influencers. They're all girls in bikinis.
Yes.
There are no men, apparently, this year. Girls in bikinis, right? And they're going, oh, isn't it awful? For years, The Apprentice has not been about business. Everyone knows it's about the people coming up in the first week and going, oh, I'm not a show pony. I'm a whole field of ponies.
Yeah.
Because what you want is for them to make an arse of themselves from the start.
Right.
And that's what we've got. It used to be about business. It ain't anymore and hasn't been for some time.
For those of you who fast-forwarded through that diatribe, just go back to the bit about when they have the mock indignation.
Yeah.
Sort of. No, the mock, not the mock indignation. The sort of pretending.
Oh, isn't this disgusting?
Isn't this disgusting? What they do is the Daily Mail, they have that thing which always makes me laugh when they do, like, Aintree, Derby Day.
Yeah.
And they say... One young filly decided, oh, she's certainly had a drink. Some poor cow collapsed into mud in a puddle with her legs akimbo. Oh, here's a couple of young debutantes, you know, enjoying a quaff of wine.
But because
they pissed out their heads.
Because it's the Mail, it's got this kind of sneering attitude.
Yes, that's what I mean.
But
it's
in
sneering.
The Daily Star, you get the different ones, right? Daily Star is porn for cowards.
Yeah. Oh, yes,
no excuse
porn
for
cowards.
That anymore. You can get porn free, right?
Yeah.
But
can you?
Yes. Oh. The Daily Star. So I hear, I've seen some documentaries.
Yeah.
What I have noticed about the Daily Star is they go, oh, this couple were doing it in public and it was so disgusting, this lad's filmed it and here it is.
Yeah, it's
oh,
so
isn't
disgusting.
It awful.
The mock indignation. Yes, you're absolutely
how
right.
How revolting. Look what he's doing to her there. Let's just slow it down a bit.
Well, all sexy stuff aside, let's get back to the undead, shall we? Linda. And we're going to kick off with my word for the year from young Kelly. You know Kelly Taylor, who does my wellness brand? Well, this is her.
Hiya, Clinton.
How have you been? Nice Christmas?
Oh, it was amazing. Yeah, did you have a nice Christmas?
Yeah, lovely, thank you. Yeah, well, Ruth came to the Toby. And it was all right, you know. We pulled a cracker and all that, did some jokes.
What did you eat?
Well, we had the turkey, the traditional turkey. Ruth then said she didn't like the turkey. You know, it's £59 a head. I said, have some ham. Doesn't eat ham. She had the Christmas pudding with a bit of brandy butter and all that. She set fire to it and then the tablecloth. And it was all a little bit unfortunate, but... That's what I say about Ruth. She's a fucking nightmare. What I wanted to ask you, Kelly, is what I'm doing just for the new year as a regular contributor to the podcast and, quite honestly, the person who set up my own wellness brand of potions, lotions, what would you call it, face creams, hair products. What's your word for this year, for 2023?
My word, du jour, for the year. Yeah, is natural. Everything's going to be back to nature for me.
Right, okay, like what?
Well, I'm going to only have real natural hair extensions,
right.
Very natural nail extensions.
Right.
I'm going to go for a much more of a natural self-tan.
Right.
So I'm just going to go more natural.
Right, okay. And is this for environmental reasons or just beauty reasons?
Oh, I'm very environmental, you'll know me. Like, I will... Yeah. I don't have plastic bottles in salon. I just empty all the bottles into nice glass bottles and burn the plastic bottles around the back because
right.
I just won't have plastic. But no, it's the whole salon's going to be natural, neutral tones, beautiful.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's Kelly Taylor. Her word du jour of the year, de année, is natural.
Thank you.
And what I thought we would do is plough straight in with a ghost story. Put the spooky music on, please.
All right.
Now, this story is from the rather brilliant Chat It's Fate magazine. And we've not really had much of a chance to look to the end of it, but it looked so promising, didn't
yes.
it, Linda?
Here we go. I do again. I was married to my husband in a past life, claims Kerry Bavin, who's 40, and from Redcar, Cleveland.
It can happen. I've heard of that happening.
Here we go. Nodding along to the rock music was pumping out from the speaker, I nipped out from behind my merch stand to put out a few more T-shirts. Oh, we're dealing with an artiste.
Artiste types.
I was working at a Battle of the Bands event, and the evening so far had been incredibly busy. I'd barely had a chance to catch my breath. When I looked up from arranging the T-shirts, a handsome blonde guy was standing in front of me.
Ooh!
You are a very sexy man.
Ooh, she probably thought.
Yeah, who are you thinking of when I say handsome blonde guy? I think it dates you somewhat, your reference, handsome blonde guy, because I go straight to Val Kilmer.
Yes, possibly.
Or it was that one who was in Rocky.
Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren, yeah. Go on then, yeah.
Is that your Willie?
She didn't say, but she may have thought it.
Are you after a T-shirt? I asked, and he shook his head. I'm working here too, he said. I'm Carl, with a K. Maybe he is Nordic.
Ooh.
I'm doing the sound for tonight. We started chatting, and there was an instant connection.
Oh, my fucking God.
Like me, Carl loved 80s bands. His favourite musician was Gary Numan, my favourite musician too. I felt as if I'd known him all my life. It was spooky. Within days, a friend request from Carl popped up on my Facebook feed.
Are you mad?
Soon we were chatting on social media. 2 weeks after meeting, we had our first date in a country pub and chatted about this and that, and then the subject turned, of course, to spiritual matters.
Well, people do. I know you're all very surface, nothing very deep about you. Where do we get to? Oh, yeah. I've always been interested in the other world.
Oh, how silly of me. When I said handsome blonde man, I should have thought of you.
Thank you!
Sorry.
Thank you.
Cut that in afterwards.
None taken. After all, I read up on books about developing psychic gifts. I learned how to meditate and begin to question, to discover all that I could about mystical practices. By 15, I was reading the tarot for myself, but I didn't come across anyone who was interested in this kind of thing until I met Carl. I used to live in a haunted house, Carl told me. I'm fascinated by ghosts. I've even had a few experiences myself. Well, that clinched it. Carl was the man for me. Luckily, he felt the same way. We fell in love and got married in 2014, 2 years after meeting. Carl worked hard as a sound engineer while I'd done my Reiki 1 and 2 and worked in an office.
Do you get badges for that?
Yes, you do get budget badges for Reiki 1 and 2.
To sew on your costume.
Yeah. No, so cynical. Okay, turn the music off. Look, this is a story about someone who claims to be married to someone twice in a previous life, I think. We'll find out.
Maybe a badge for that, no.
Anyway, turn it on again. In 2017, I'd done my level 3 diploma in complementary therapies. I'd left my job and I was reading tarot for people. I began working with clients as a holistic therapist in 2018. Around 80% of my clients suffered with anxiety and depression after going to see her. Mm-hmm. I knew through my training that childhood trauma could trigger anxiety and depression in later life. I hope this cheers up. I discovered, though, that I had a natural gift for healing.
Oh, yes. She sorted them out, did she?
She sorted
with what? Some crystals?
She's got
did she shove the candle for that?
She's got abilities.
Then everything changed in November 2020. We were at home when my husband said he could smell something strange.
Linda farted in the kitchen.
Oh, come on. Was November 2020 lockdown? Because there were a lot of strange smells, weren't there? People weren't going out.
Yeah, hold on. Go on, carry on, yeah.
Next, he felt a cold sensation down the right side of his face. He'd had a mini stroke.
Oh, this is...
Known as TIA. Oh, 10 years before, age 43. So he's 53.
Yeah.
How old's she?
Yeah. Do you know what? This is a bit...
That previous stroke has started the exact same way with now. Carl having another one. Carl can't stop stroking.
Oh, God. Sorry about this, folks.
I called an ambulance, but the paramedics said he was fine. What do they know?
Lucky to get one!
The next day, though, Carl was experiencing the same strange feeling in his face, so he rang the GP... Wow, got in touch with the GP. Now, yeah. That is spooky. Who said he was having another stroke. He needed to go to the hospital immediately. Back home, with no ongoing medical care, within days, Carl lost his... Oh, bloody hell, he lost his speech and began to suffer with tremors. Flipping it, this is going horribly wrong.
Sorry about this. There's supposed to be a jolly podcast, this.
His whole body would shake uncontrollably. Yeah. It was horrible to watch. I wanted to help my husband, so I called the doctor again. Only joking, I gave him Reiki.
Well done, love.
Little by little, I bet little by little,
yeah.
He recovered. After 5 months, he felt stronger. Intuitively, I knew the issue wasn't just medical. There was a spiritual cause.
Well, that is possible. Don't look at me like that. That is possible.
In April 2021, I meditated to see if I could access a past life with Carl. Yeah, why would you go to medical school for 6 years when you can just think you know better and have a little flipping meditate on it? What past life has caused this issue? I've been meditating for years, so I felt confident about connecting with my higher self to find this important answer.
I do see ghosts,
she said.
I saw an image of myself in childbirth. Oh, back to you, is it? The baby survived, but I watched myself die.
Oh.
That's really strange.
Yeah.
What's more, I was married to Carl in that past life. He then married someone else, the shit, and they brought their child up as their own.
Now, this is getting good. Now, this is the spooky bit.
Here we go.
In that lifetime, Carl felt guilty about lying to our child. He carried this guilt over into this lifetime. During my vision, I had the deep knowing that my husband had made himself helpless in this life so we would stay together. The arrogance! Interestingly, before my meditation, Carl had said, I've been thinking about why I've been ill. I think it's karmic. What, that in a previous life, he'd been married to someone else, and all along he should have been married to her. Is that right?
What a load of old shit.
Oh, a bit nasty, like, on the previous lady, isn't it?
You know, you reap what you sow in so many ways. Yeah, was it all the Rothmans beforehand?
After my vision, I wanted proof. I might be spiritual, but I'm logical too. So I booked an Akashic record reading with a local psychic, Doreen Mooney. The Akashic records are believed to be in the spiritual realms. The records are a huge library of books. One book per soul, containing the deeds, good and bad, during every existence. That's right.
Hasn't Father Christmas got that?
The psychic told me the whole story of his past life, with no prompting. I wasn't shocked. It was confirmation. How does she know? I realised that I needed to forgive Carl for the betrayal in the past life.
Flipping it, poor Carl! Shit time, and it's his fault, apparently.
It's his fault for something he did in a previous life.
Anyway, yeah, apologise to me.
You apologise to me. Having a stroke? That's because you were cruel to me in a previous life.
Serves you right.
God, I realised that I needed to forgive Carl for the end of his life. So I did a tie-cutting ritual. I lit a candle and said, I forgive you, Carl.
Where did she stick it?
Poor son's had a stroke. I forgive you, Carl. I forgive your previous wife. I cut...
The bitch!
The bitch! It's her fault, in a way. I cut all negative bonds between us. I fill the situation with love. Immediately, I saw the situation in this life differently. I didn't feel angry about my husband being ill. She fucking think not. Instead, I had understanding. Also, we both felt lighter.
I've been watching you sitting on the toilet.
It's hard to explain, but we both knew things would work out. Carl is now fully recovered, and he went back to work in October 2021. Couldn't wait to get away. I'm so proud of my husband because he kept fighting, that is, to get back to his old self. Not his old previous self in a previous life. He was fucking desperate to get back to. I'm so grateful that Carl trusted me to help heal him too. And we were both able to let go of our karmic past to create our new future. To book a healing with Kerry in person.
Wow, really?
On Zoom, visit soultriage.co.uk.
Alternatively, consult a medical professional.
I mean, I do believe in this stuff, but I do think it's a bit rich. That if your husband has a stroke, all right, don't go having a go at him because it's something to do with a previous life. You were married to someone else and not you. All right? That's my recommendation. Show him some sympathy.
Also, how do you apologise for that? How do you come back from that? How do you debate that?
Yeah.
Poor lad, he's had a stroke, okay, which is probably quite stressful.
That's
and
right.
Brought on by stress sometimes.
Yes.
He's off on him. He's off on him, poor lad.
Well, talking about irritating women, Here's a conversation I had with Ruth earlier this week.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello, Clinton Baptiste.
Hi, Clinton.
Oh, hi. Hello, Ruth.
How are you?
Oh, all right, thank you. A little bit busy, Ruth. So what can I do you for?
I've got some news.
Okay, what's that?
New Year's Eve.
Yes.
I had a baby.
What do you mean?
I had twins. I had two babies.
On New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Right, is this some sort of joke?
I got pregnant on Christmas Day and right, I had two babies on New Year's Eve.
I'm very busy, Ruth. I can't fuck about. What do you mean? Is this some sort of joke or something?
I think you might be the father.
Right.
Okay. Neil Hardback book's very annoyed.
Right, OK. Well, this is all very amusing, but there's no way you got pregnant like a week before, is there?
I did. I have two babies.
No, not two babies.
And they're in their cots.
All right. What are the names then? What are their names then?
Clinton. They're both called Clinton.
They're both called Clinton, are they?
Mm. Yeah. It's a girl and a boy.
It's a girl and a boy, both called Clinton.
Yeah.
Ruth, can I suggest you get a job or something? Or do something with your time? It's just wasting my time and yours, isn't it?
I can work for you again, Clinton.
I don't want you to work. Can't work for me because you've got two babies, haven't you?
I can bring the babies.
On the phone. Let's hear what. No, you can't bring the babies. Let's hear one of them, shall we? Is one of them there? Shall we speak to one of them, the babies, Clinton 1 and 2?
They're both asleep. I don't want to wake them up.
Let's hear from them. No, let's hear from them then. Let's hear from them.
No, they're asleep, Clinton.
They don't exist, do they?
They do exist, Clinton. I've got two babies.
Well, hold the phone near them. Let's hear them breathing then.
Okay.
Okay, now. Is that them breathing, Ruth? Ruth? I'm wasting my time and yours, this is, isn't it?
Did you hear them breathing?
Can I suggest you do something with your time? Do a bit of charity work or something.
I've got a busy life. The babies now. I'm going to take them to the playground.
Yeah, well, they're only a few days old. What's they going to do there, then?
Go on the swings.
Going to go on the swings, are they?
Yeah, I'm going to put them on the swings.
Well, they're about, 2 weeks old now, I expect, aren't they?
Yeah, they're going on the swings and the slide.
Right.
And I'll get a cup of coffee
from the cafe.
Right.
And watch them and make sure they stay on the swings and the slides and there's no nasty people there.
All right. Ruth, I haven't really got time for this, but congratulations. And say congratulations to Neil Hardback, but...
I will be getting engaged.
He must be thrilled. Getting engaged. Yeah. All right, well, make sure you invite me to the party.
Oh, yeah, Tintin.
We'll see the babies and Neil Hardback, but none of which exist.
Oh, they're in the other room now.
Having a family time.
Yeah.
All right, my love. Okay, well, speak to you soon. Congratulations.
Bye.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay.
It's time for Barry to give you some more nice ASMR words to make you feel all nice and tingly. As I give you all of them things you could be doing if you hadn't decided to do a New Year's resolution. Drink and brew. Smoking.
Out of the head off.
Eating lovely fatty foods. Fatty meats.
Bacon and sausages.
Gambling.
Gambling.
Sitting down for hours and hours
on the sofa.
Putting your feet up.
Putting the boot up.
Lying around in bed.
Just making you feel nice. All nice and red and tingly.
Putting the full gas fire on and lounging around in front of the telly. All relaxed. Such a New Year's resolution.
Go sleep now. Go sleep. That's right.
Now back to some of your problems. No, no one gets in touch with us, but if you're going to persist in writing to Fate and Fortune and not us, you will only get this kind of advice.
Unless... What? You're assuming the real letters in Fame and Fortune.
Oh, that's a good point. We don't know. Well, apparently this is from Samantha 40 in Plymouth. Away you go.
But we've got no way of verifying that. Do we know if it's true? How do I find my soulmate? Let's presume it is.
Yeah.
I've been single for nearly 6 years after a very bad relationship. I now feel ready to meet someone, but I'm scared I'll pick another man who'll let me down and hurt me. I've always been a great believer in the spirit world and wonder if there's something I can do to connect with a spirit guide and get some proper help finding my soulmate. I don't want to get it wrong again, says Samantha.
I would say, you know, yes, there is a spiritual element, but this is the answer, right?
You're a single man, aren't you?
I'm a single man. Oh, well, I could get into one bit too old for Samantha 40.
No, I was thinking maybe there's a spirit guide that could introduce you to someone, or have you tried that avenue?
A spirit guide what?
Well, she's saying, can you put me in touch with a spirit guide to help me find my soulmate? You're a single man, and I know you've been questing for some time.
It's out of whack! It's out of whack!
He's here.
Couldst thou help Samantha 40 in Plymouth to find a soulmate? Or... me, for that matter.
Yeah,
the answer is, there is no shame in getting things wrong. In fact, I believe by getting things wrong, you're making it right. Who's this? Keely Potts, I think. That simply means we learn so we don't make the same mistakes again.
But she's saying she does, though.
She's saying, Keely Potts is saying, you do make the same mistakes. That she's saying, the ritual I want to give you is to connect you with your spirit protectors. Not spirit guide. Yeah,
it's a different
thing. As this should help keep the idiots away. In a quiet part of your house, sit and relax for 10 minutes whilst holding a padlock with a red ribbon tied to a key.
First of all, go on Amazon and buy a padlock and some red ribbon.
Focus on the lock. I believe... I don't know why I'm laughing. You're making me laugh. Focus on the lock, saying in your mind, may the strongest and brightest support and protect my love until my soulmate arrives. Keep repeating this until you look yourself in the mirror and think, fucking hell. No, keep repeating this until...
Why can't I find anyone, I wonder?
I wonder. Keep repeating this until you feel the words have been heard by your spirit protectors or the next door neighbours who phoned an ambulance. This can take moments or minutes, but you will know when it has happened. Then take the key out of the lock and tie the key with the ribbon to the lock and place in a safe place. Your protectors now know you need support and will stand by you. Or just join, you know...
Salsa dancing or a book club. No, book club's usually
badminton,
women, isn't it?
Badminton club, something like that.
Tell you what I found. I do quite like salsa dancing, but what I don't like is the fact that when men go on their own...
To salsa dancing?
Yeah, it's always because they're a little bit... They're a little bit... touchy-feely.
Well,
and generally ripe, I'm going to say it.
I've got a friend who does that, and he might be listening, and he's a very desirable person.
But does he like grinding on strangers?
Hold on. Can I just... I could actually just offer this out now. I've got a friend who does a lot of dancing.
Yeah.
And he does salsa, and he does all that stuff, and he's single, and he's very, very nice. If there's any ladies out there who would like to meet him, he's 55, and he's very, very nice, and he looks 10 years younger. So if you're interested, please get in touch with me.
What are we talking?
What?
What does he look like?
I'll show you a picture presently. Well, no, very, very nice.
If someone was going to play him on stage and not massively flattering, but you know, just be accurate, tell me what we're talking. Are we talking Ray Winston? Are we talking Bruno Tognoli? Are we talking you? Are we talking about you?
No, no, no. He's a proper living... Another person. He's not me.
He's a real person.
He's a real person. I'll show you a picture later. I can't imagine... I can't explain what he looks like, but he looks very, very nice.
Harrison Ford?
Yeah, that side of... That end of things. That end of things. Ooh. Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
And can he dance, or why is he going to all these places on his own and coming away alone? Is he rubbish?
Right. This is not the business of a paranormal podcast, all right?
I'm just trying to work out what's going on with
you,
mate.
Show you in a minute. But any ladies out there, and I do mean ladies, entirely straight, please get in touch. Each month, world-renowned medium Sandrea Mosses connects a reader with a loved one in spirit to discover what their life is like on the other side. Regular listeners will know... That
it's like shit centre parks.
Now, yeah, it's what people are doing up there in heaven. Now, I don't believe this because I've been up there and I do know what goes up in heaven, and it's not this.
So, on previous episodes, we've heard of people doing like little craft classes.
Yes, that's right.
Choir club.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like all the kids that didn't want to go out to play at school. So, right. There'll be like celestial librarians, all that shit going on. Mm. I would say they're not exploiting the afterlife to the fullest.
No, it's a rather poor, you know, sort of indication of what might be going on in heaven, because heaven is supposed to be paradise. This never sounds like paradise.
No. What if you're not a joiner?
It does sound like a really shitty leisure centre sometimes. Davina Kelly asked her to contact her dad, Willie.
Is that your Willie?
Yes, it is. It's my Willie. Dear... Go on, you better read it. Go on.
My dearest darling Davina...
This is the dead man from heaven speaking.
How the devil... I don't think we should be mentioning the devil, but he goes straight in there with it.
Yeah.
How the devil are you? Well, I know the answer, don't I? There's never a day that goes by since my passing that I have not seen you, either by looking through the clouds and checking on you, or by travelling down from heaven, what, on the God's escalator, and visiting you personally.
No thanks to Mick Lynch. Go on. It's almost like we have a television set in front of us. I bet the flat screen up there. I bet they surround the lot. They've got all of it. And a camera focusing on our loved ones on Earth. Sounds a bit spooky. Mm. All we have to do is tune in our vibration.
Again, it must be shit up there if they're spending all the time watching what's going on here.
Isn't it? Tune in our vibration to that person. Align our energies and Bob's your uncle. It is as if the
Willie's your dad.
And Willie's your dad. It's as if the clouds part and we look down into the lives and check. Nothing like that. This is nothing like heaven. And check to see if they're okay. If not, off we go in person. Within seconds, we're by your side. When you think of us, we always come in person. When you're not okay, I try to sprinkle happiness in your aura.
How personal.
And hope this will filter through and ease your pain.
Like a sort of spiritual Voltarol.
So, my dear, never doubt me. No, I'm always just a thought away, either by your side or silently watching you from afar. feeling so proud as I watch you grow.
How old is she?
I don't know.
How much growing has she got to go?
I don't know. Carry on.
I see the wonderful woman you've grown into, so confident in everything you do. Well, what a wonderful life awaits you, my dear, when you eventually come here. This place is so vast, you could spend every day for 1,000 years visiting all the different places and still you would not have begun to touch the surface of all the various realms.
Yeah.
When I first came here, I loved to sit on a boat on the Silver Sea, feeling the gentle lapping of the water with my guide. Shiny.
What? That's what the guide is called!
Oh, God.
Shiny.
Have you read The Faraway Tree? They had a fairy in that called Silky. I wonder if she's there.
No need for a fishing net. Ignore her. We've had this before. There is no need for a fishing net. That's what. We've had this before. No need for a fishing net.
It must be true then. He's verified.
Well, this is true. This is two people have said this in this magazine. No need for a fishing net. The fish would come up and talk to us.
Ooh. What are you fishing for then?
Yeah.
Weirdo.
The only problem is with the fish, they say it once, they've forgotten it by the time they've turned around. I was amazed. I couldn't believe it, but I found much peace and tranquility on that sea. I still go back and chat to my fish friends occasionally. About what? Last night's telly? For me, that was the beginning of my healing and alignment to the energies and frequencies of heaven. It is hard to imagine, but do try. You don't need a boat. It took me a while to get this. It's actually the sort of Lilo sort of thing they use. It took me time. The water is never very deep. It's like the Truman Show. And no matter how far you float out, stand up. Yeah, this is it. And just walk around in your around your ankles.
Oh,
strange, I know. The water used to feel strange too. It is never cold. Always gentle, warm and inviting.
Ooh, like one of them foot baths you used to have.
Like one of them foot baths where you get a verruca.
Yeah.
That's right, it's a bit like that. I don't know why he's got the money for this. If he's with my OVO energy, it's costing me a bloody fortune every month. It feels full of bubbles that hold you up and keep you afloat.
The water seems to wash all your troubles away, slowly and gently cleansing you. I know how very much you can relate to water.
Mm.
You know about auras, don't you? Well, next time you're thinking of doing a meditation, try floating into my sea and talking to the fish. You'll be surprised how refreshing and revitalising it feels. You really will. No one grows old here. I know you've thought about that, as I do hear your thoughts. Oh, bloody hell, this is spooky,
Christ.
Dad, out!
No, Dad, yeah.
You naturally fall into whatever age you love the most.
No, Dad, honestly, it slipped up there. It was an accident. That'd be awful, then, thinking all your thoughts. Look, I think we've had enough of that shit. Anyway, the point is, the next time you look at the heavens, say, hello, Dad, look to your side or behind you and know that I am there. I love you so much. And as I said, I'm so very proud of who you've become. Remember, I am but a thought away, but don't do that again without some sort of loo. Right, now, that is disgusting, and I've been disgusting again, and I was not going to do that.
No, but sometimes those thoughts just pop in, don't they?
Yeah, exactly. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to call it quits there for another week.
It's probably best.
I think it's best. It's been a lot of filth, and we must try next... Should we try next time to make it a little less rude?
Or do we just accept that this is the way things are?
Well, I know, but I want to be... You know, I'm a spiritual person. It's you dragging me down.
Let's try and go filth-free for 23.
All right. Filth-free for 23. Don't forget to get in touch if you want to meet my friend. what will you be doing after this, Linda?
I'm going to be meeting your friend.
Yeah, it's a part. Oh, that's a good... You're good! Bloody hell. Ladies and gentlemen, till next time. Namaste! Well, relentless, isn't it? They come fast and furious, these episodes. You came here to conquer, but boy, what a stonker this episode was. My thanks to Linda Pollock, Kelly Taylor, Ruth Abbott, Sally Ann Hayward, Barry from Watford, but above all, you for listening. And now it's time to bid you farewell. Well, see you next week. The strong and the meek, have a good week until next time. And there'll be more ghostly goings on when you join us. Keep your chins up. Come on, keep your bloody chins up. You could be dead, like the ghosts and that.
Isn't that right, Tarawak?
He's laughing, 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 laughing.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptiste here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptiste. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.